what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, my very good friend, Bethany Mandel, who I proudly think is one of the clearest thinkers in the country. And she and Carol Markowitz have co-authored this book, Stolen Youth, and it is an absolute wrecking ball to the woke culture that is trying to steal your kids and literally brainwash them to be no longer your children. That's in essence the job that the wokes have set out to do. But Bethany, mom of six, went on Rising this morning. I mean, I forget which network that's on. I think it's not The Hill. It's one of the other publications out of Washington. It's not even on TV. It's a private closed circuit television channel. But she was asked to define woke.
Americans consider themselves very liberal, and probably fewer of them consider themselves to be woke. And so, you know, when
what
talk
does
about
that mean
traditional
to you? Would you mind defining woke? Because it's come up a couple times, and I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
So, I mean, woke is sort of the idea that.
And so because she had a little bit of a stumble there, people started bashing her all over social media. But then she posted that clip on her own Twitter feed and then said this, a bit of backstory. Just before we went on the air, the woman that asked me the definition of woke was on a hot mic. I heard her demeaning parenting in general in colorful and nasty terms, stating parents only have kids in order to perpetuate their own narcissism. The co-host responded, there are some good ones and some bad ones. As a mom of six, Bethany says, including a newborn, that threw me off just a bit. Not an excuse, just a reality, I'm human. As for wokeness, here's the actual definition that she put in the book with Carol Markowitz. A radical belief system suggesting that our institutions are built around discrimination and claiming that all disparity is a result of that discrimination. It seeks a radical redefinition of society in which equality of group result is the endpoint enforced by an angry mob. And that, my friends, is a very good definition of what being woke is. The progressive woke movement is defined exactly by that. Just think Black Lives Matter. Just think CRT. Just think all of the radical stuff that you hear people screaming about in each other's faces. That's the wokeism. And if you don't do what they say, they will cancel you. It's an attempt to radically redefine and realign all of culture around their perspective and their perspective only. And because of that exclusivity, it's a very anti-American perspective because it doesn't allow for freedom of speech. It doesn't allow for freedom of thought. It doesn't allow for the freedom to sometimes just forget what you're about to say and you have a little bit of a brain cramp. And if Bethany was sitting there listening to Brianna Joy Gray, the co-host of Rising, the TV show, if she was listening to her talk about parenting in nasty and detestable mean ways, then I'm sure that would have thrown her a bit of a curveball. Who hates parents? Oh, I know. The woke. Because the woke want to redefine and realign. And that means parents shouldn't be part of the process. Only those with approved opinions by those who say they're approved. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.